said Lo Mahalton in the union of father and son. The mitzvah regarded to the bincha. Why the whole union is to say the pashtut story over to the children regarded to the bincha. You said there's two. What's the klalistic difference in relationship between an odin and an eved, between an av and a ben? Odin and an eved, the whole relationship is a conditional relationship. It's all conditional. It's all the eved has to do it for the odin. It's not an atzmistic relationship. A male, therefore, an odin is not interested in somebody who can't do anything. He's only interested if he sees output, if he sees he's getting something out of it. Hashem can have a father and child relationship. The ikar relationship is when the child can't do anything back for the father. That's the ikar relationship. If a child is a baby, then there's the ikar relationship. When the children are grown up already, so already there's chashbonos and this and that, what are you getting back and what this, and the child might want to come for the parent soon his birthday. There's all different chashbonos in a relationship. But the relationship between the parent and the young child is a kule emistika avos relationship. And forget for the child. When the child is young, is the child that soils himself, and the child is screams all night, and it's very unpleasant. Forget. And the more hard the matzav it is to be a parent, you're not getting anything back from your child. What he's doing is keeping you up all night, and he's dirty, and he's this, and he's the other. But yet, when the parent does that with love, that brings out the atzmistik kesher. Later, the atzmistik kesher gets the levush around it. But the atzmistik kesher, without any levushim, is dafka when the ben can't give anything back. He's a baby, and yet the parents give him so much love and so much care and so much attention, and they're with him, and they rush to the doctors and hospitals, and they're schlepping these ramachim varim around, and they're not getting anything out. That's the emistic of love. That's why Dafki Mitzrayim was this galah the bechina b'ni b'chayir Yisrael. Because b'ni b'chayir Yisrael is a vart that Rabbi Shalom is saying, Dafka we mem tashar tamu. We like babies. And a baby gets dirty and he soils himself. And that's the whole Indian of Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, we were mem tashar tamu. We were dirty. We were babies. We didn't have das. Right? We didn't have das in Mitzrayim, like a cotton she'im boy das. And then the Rabbi Shalom came down and took us out. And fakir, Dafka loyer de malach, loyer de sorf, loyer de shlich, ela kotchbach l'choy de v'atzma. Kotchbach l'choy de v'atzma means he doesn't leave it up to other people. You know, this is not, you know, you have a maid to change the diapers, and you have once upon a time the mother used to do it. Now the mother doesn't do it. So she's makbil her love to her child because it's, if you see atzmi, if you feel the atzmi stick a love to your child. So then you go. I saw in the area years ago. I lived in Sons. There was an accident on the street, and the child was knocked over, and it's full of blood. It was nothing gefährlich, but the mother came along. They wanted to keep her away. You know, they're looking at how scary the child is. And she pushed everybody aside and she ran up to her child and picked up her head and gave her such a kiss. Her whole face was full of blood. What's the word? That's a mother, because it's blood. You're keeping your mother away from your child because she's going to dirty her, clothes. Her mother goes straight to the child. Straight to the child. So she doesn't leave it up to the ambulance man or everything. She has to be in charge of it, even though she doesn't understand anything. Kaviyachol, that's the same thing. Lo yedei malach, lo yedei sov, lo yedei shliach. Kadosh Baruch Hu hasn't got maids when we're dirty. Kadosh Baruch Hu hasn't got maids when we're dirty. Kadosh Baruch Hu comes down, b'chvoy devatzim. That shows that Rebbein Shalom is a mistake of that, obviously. That's B'nei B'chayi Yisrael. B'nei B'chayi Yisrael, not since Galat that you're my ben. Not since Galat Yom HaBen, and the whole Yitzis Mitzrayim was like a Shpuruch coming out, taking us out without any soiris. The Moiv Hashem, the Moiv Tegazach, Chochem Moim, and Moiv Tzvach Chochem Shpatim. He explains the Chochem Shaila is that little Yitzis Mitzrayim, normally the whole year round, we have to do a mitzvah. When you do a mitzvah, we're mamshech the oiris and the Moiv Nadan ready to do the mitzvah. But on Pesach, they're coming down straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Moiv Tzvach Chochem Shpatim. Why are we doing mitzvahs? Why are we eating matzahs? Why are we doing ke'ilu, the mitzvahs mamshech the oiris? Nothing's mamshech the oiris. The oiris comes down without any mitzvahs, because that's the way it was. There was nothing. We didn't have anything to offer back, Kaviyachol. We didn't have anything to offer to the Rebbein Shalom. The oil still came down. That was the pure avos, pure emstika avos, emstika avos. Emstika avos is ki'ilu shalom nos l'kavah prasmi. The father's not thinking when the baby's a baby, and he has to change his diaper. He's not thinking it's a worthwhile investment because 20 years down the line he's gonna be mishamish me. You don't make cheshbonos like parent doesn't make cheshbonos like that. So meila. That's the son. He says that pshat mo'achu kavim shpatim eila. The Russian Rebbe says, "No, avoid those is lachem." Even though Leil Yitzis Mitzrayim is kulei avos, it's kulei avos, but he says, "No, avoid those is lachem." What's the pshat? What's the pshat in the Roshas Shaila? And why is the Chacham opposite Roshas? It's a very tif azach. Because Kamayim upon him. If HaKadosh Baruch is Megala to us. If HaKadosh Baruch is Megala to us. The Avoider. If HaKadosh Baruch is Megala to us, the Avoider, the Kabayach, the HaKadosh Baruch loves us with unconditional, even though we're not giving anything back. It's unconditional. Shalei al Menos Lekabel. So too, Lady Tzitz and Tzermas, to be Mo'ira in us. Also, and also Shalei al Menos Lekabel. The Avoider to HaKadosh Baruch has to be Avoider Shalei al Menos Lekabel. And that's taking an avoider, it's taking an avus, avdus, and making it into avdus. Making it into avus. Taking avdus and making it into avus. It's like an eved becoming, that's a sort of incha bin chern elamishi. Somebody who likes to think, wants to be dovid to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the thing himself, without any thinking of pras. So that's doing an avdus like a ben to an av. And on avdus on. That's why that Mishnah, Shalom and Aslakal the Pras, he should be Eved Am Shom Shom Saraf Shalom and Aslakal the Pras, that's why it's Pirkei Ovis. It's Pirkei Ovis, it's teaching us Avhus, not Avdus. It's Avhus, it's Avhus. That's how Avoida back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avoida back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shalom and Aslakal the Pras, that's what we have to. A little Seder is the Kamayim upon him between us and Hashem, Hashem and us and us and Hashem. So maybe that's what the Rosh doesn't understand. Ma Avoida is Ois Lachem. He looks at it, it's Kule Avoida. It's only Avoida. The mavis is lachem. Where's Yoschar? Where's the lechelak alachem over here? Where's the lechelak alachem over here? The mavis is lachem. Where's the lachem? What are you getting out of it? He doesn't understand. Chacham chat the nekuda. Chacham chat the nekuda. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia to us without any yisurusi de lasata. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, like the Maariv Hashemesh says, the Rosh doesn't chat the yisod. The Rosh chat the yisod. Let's say that the avoda is to be like children. That we're doing it anyways for our parents, even without shalom las lekal the pras, which is how a person should be mekayim and just keep it out there. So Maariv doesn't understand that's avoda. I mean, he's not shaykh to Yitzis Mitzrayim. That's what all Yitzis Mitzrayim say. Yecheskel about a lady of Klal Yisrael be'er lach misbisesus b'domayich. It's an ugly scene. Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim like a baby is born. Nurses wash the baby before they show the baby to the parent. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. And that was the godless of Shifra and Pua. She used to clean the children. That's representing a helig avoyna. She was zoichet to bati kohuna, bati leviyat, bati malchus. She was zoichet to all the good things. Why? Cleaning the child. That's an emistic Yiddish mama. Cleaning Klal Yisrael. They were representing Kaviyoch Lavoida, manifesting the Avoida of HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming down to Mitzrayim. Cleaning Klal Yisrael. Sad Yogi passed for the Rebbein Shleilim to come down. Lele de Malach, Lele de Zorvi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, let them clean themselves out. I'll come down on Shavuos. They'll be clean already for me. I'll come down on Shavuos. A parent doesn't say that to a child. So that's the Kamayim upon him. That's unconditional, without any cheshbonos. That's the lechti chachara b'midbar, but that's where it's lezura. Moshcheini achrecha nerutzo. We're just running after you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's unconditional. Unconditional. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out to the midbar. There's nothing there. There's nothing growing. We're not getting anything out of it. And just the atzmistik azach, that's all. That's atzmistik akeshi. That's all we want with Hashem. And that's the avoid that's nisqira, the kamayim upon him, that's nisqira, Lady Tzitz Mitzrayim. He is to know b'chlal, his avoida in everything, even his avoid in tefillah. Avoid in tefillah, what's the pshat? It's dvar ma'im d'vrum shaloyin ha'b'nei adem azalzlim, because it's chai yishor, we're davening for parnasa. Why are we davening for parnasa? We're davening for parnasa to be able to serve Hashem. So we're not asking Hashem for parnasa, we want something in exchange. We're asking Hashem for parnasa so that we should be able to have no worries, that we should be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. We're asking Hashem for gzint, that we should be able to be gzint, that we should be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we're asking for all these things. That's why we're asking for all these things. That's why we're asking for all these nekudas. So betzim tzvam oim nirum shaloyna. Why the megala that even when we are asking for something, it's asking like a son. It's a son to a father. We're asking because we only want to get close to you. Because just Levi, he says that if Kodesh Baruch Hu is ritzayin elahitif, so when we daven to Hashem and we pesach a shar. So that's the tiefkeit of tefillah. But now the mazalz in them, because they just see that we're davening for chai shor. But the biggest avus is that even whilst you're davening for chai shor, it's not in the Rebbein Shlom. It's unconditional. You're davening for gashmis, but it's unconditional ruchnis. That's a very tiefy yisod. That's the yisod. Not everybody's aiming on. That's dvar ma'indim rumi shalaino. Or b'nei adam azalzlim behem. Even the chayish was only l'man shmoy. It's a peldig azach. A child asks the father for a new car. the child feels bad. When it's Tertzis, when it's Nagala, the child says, I only want the new car because I want to go on as many errands as I can for you. So with the better car, I won't break down all the time. The father realizes that even the child thinking of his own Zachen, he's still only thinking of things. That's Mamash Abchin of Leila, the Malach Leila, not thinking of anything else, we're only thinking of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That's the Koyach HaTfilah. And that's really what Mitzrayim. That's really what Mitzrayim tells us. That's why the Hakdama straight after Purim is the Parshas Parah. Parshas Parah is the Rashi brings down in Chukas. The Rashi Tovei Imo v'Tekaneach Es Tzoyes Beno. That's the Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'Mechapa d'Chet Eigel. That's the Hachon. So Leli Tzitzin Shem had Mrs. Milak. The Vata Mrs. Milak is the baby has only 7 days old, 8 days old. I mean, 8 days old. There's no cheshbonos. There's no nothing. Mrs. Milak represents the atzmi sticky connection that we have with Hakadosh Baruch Hu, without any levushim, without anything else. No das. There's no thing. It's kol kula, the tiny that baby's giving to his father. All other mitzvahs we only get das. The only one mitzvah that we don't have das for, and it's a chiv, and there's no das. That's Mrs. Mila. So that's the vort without any cheshbonos. No, we're not dealing with das over here. We're dealing with pashut like a child giving nachas to his father without das, and then the father gets the tremendous. Once the child's older, the father can always think, why is he giving me this nachas now? Everyone can fall into the oil of cheshbonos. When your little boy comes home and he's so happy because he knows you're going to be so happy with him because he knew the parasha, that's the best thing for you. That's much more important than a shtickle Torah 20 years down the line from the same son. Because they're ready, there's the cheshbonos, you're going to print it and you're going to do it. Why is this cheshbonos? Why does he run home? Because he's so happy because he knows you're going to be happy with him. That's pure, that's Ramam Shrine. That's just Mrs. Mila. Mrs. Mila is the only thing that the little baby spills blood. He doesn't do it, but whatever, the spilled blood from the little baby. A mitzvah without das, mitzvah that's hechanah. That's the taino that says that a father enjoys seeing his little baby like laughing at the father because it's kulay clean, it's kulay pure. That's the mitzvah's meaning. Leili tzitz Mitzrayim. That's what we were showing in Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's the whole hachana. That Pesach has to bring a yeast, to do things unconditional, to do things just Laman Shmoy, without any das. And then we become, the ikkei of a yeast is to become a yingle for the Rebbeinu Shlomo. A yingle. And that's the sort of Igadat al-Aincha. Unkan Hashboinus, Unkan Zachim, just to teach a person how to be a, you know, a yingle, how to feel, how to sit there at the Seder table, how to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a father, little child, a father, little child relationship. That's the deepest relationship that a person can get. It goes deeper than that, because Ben, we know from this full Seruf of Kibafki, Sachma Ben, Agatha, Yud, whatever. The lowest one is the Malchus, and that's Shem Ben. Shem Ben is Yud Kibafki, Mila Hez. That's the lowest one that represents the Bechin of Malchus. Malchus is the Bechin of Leslam Yigar Miklum. Malchus is the beginning of Leslie Midar Miklum. I haven't got anything. All I've got is the fact that we're Yid. Ben. And Ben hasn't got anything. He needs his father the whole time. He hasn't got anything. He can't give his father. He's poor. He's poor. And you help a poor man. You're helping a poor man. So Chesu Shalom, because he can't give you anything back in exchange. That's why the Shem Ben. Shem Yud Kivav and Mila Hay is the Shem Ben. That's the Fresh Lamb says, Kan Ha Ben Shoel. That Ben is going on the Ben of Yud Kivav and Mila Hay. And that's the beginning of Malchus, that's the beginning of Leslie Midar Miklum. That's the holy soul of Shirim as well. That's some love that we have to Hashem, that's some love that we give back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's some chukka that a child has.